Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Released an email to their shareholders warning them of bad clinical trial news coming out that they believe is going to hurt the forced injection program. Now, we already knew they suppressed the bad clinical data, which is a huge felony crime. We had the whistleblowers, the documents. We already know that the British Medical Journal 4 months ago came out and said this is one of the greatest crimes ever. You will discredit vaccines for generations. You need to pull it. But did you ever see that on the news? You try to share that on Instagram or Twitter, your ass is banned. Think of the people that work at Twitter and Facebook committing those crimes to black that out. That's why you see all these folks abandoning ship over there at Facebook, and they should be. Because if you stay part of this now, folks, you are definitely guilty. Maybe you didn't know before if you were an executive at Facebook or Twitter. You do now. People over at Google, and they're just doubling down with the cover-ups, but not Pfizer, because in their corporate religion of evil, they've got to tell the owners what's really happening. So they just made their $90+ billion the last year of nightmare forced medical tyranny. And now they release, read the whole thing on Infowars.com, that's hard news, directly to their shareholders saying, quote, Pfizer quietly adds language warning that unfavorable preclinical or clinical or safety data may impact business. Oh, you mean because for the last year you've been trying to suppress, since day one, the clinical data in the UK going back 18 months ago and the clinical data here going back 13 months ago, and there's all these hundreds of lawsuits in two different federal courts, and then the appellate court have ordered them to release the documents, and they said no. And the court said release 500 pages. The 500 pages were the first couple weeks in the U.S. alone. A couple thousand deaths directly confirmed, not in theirs, by the doctors, by Pfizer. Tens of thousands of miscarriages, tens of thousands of heart attacks. So the CDC knew in October of 2020, months before anybody got injected in the U.S., that it's going to cause blood clots, heart attacks, myocarditis, because the top virologist and the top epidemiologist and the top vaccine experts in the world said, we've tried the spike protein before in rat studies and guinea pig studies and mice studies and primate studies, and it kills the majority of them with blood clots and heart attacks and cancer very quickly. Now, humans are tough. We can take on a lot more poison than most animals. That's a little secret about us, is we're pretty badass. But we are being hit and hit incredibly hard, ladies and gentlemen. And they all think it's funny. These psycho death cult murderers. I mean, there's a reason the New Zealand Prime Minister looks like a psychotic vampire. She's a Davos graduate and literally wants human depopulation, she admits publicly. So she wants you to die, but she wants you to live, take this shot. Well, when someone like Bill Gates tells you he wants to depopulate the planet, and when she says she wants to depopulate the planet and attends those events, and now she wants to lock you down and put something in your body, folks, it ain't 2 plus 2. It just is.
Something very rare is going on, and it ends in just 3 days as of the time I'm taping this announcement on Thursday afternoon. Coming up this Monday, the biggest sale in 4 years of high-quality storable foods at preparewithalex.com will end. That's 25% off, already the lowest price you're going to find on high-quality storable food at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, you go to preparewithalex.com or InfoWarsStore.com, and it takes you to the same place. 50% off as well on super high-quality products like X3, the Deep Earth Crystal Iodine. That sale is going on as well. It doesn't end on Monday. It'll end in a few weeks. We're almost sold out of the product. Everybody needs to have storable food to be prepared. So become self-sufficient now with the best high-quality food at the lowest prices at InfoWarsStore.com.
Most banned network in the world.
There are, of course, those who do not want us to speak.
Think, just let me think.
Suspect even now, orders are being shouted into telephones, and men with guns will be on their way.
It's time for something.
Damn it. Why? Because while the truncheon may be used in lieu of conversation, words will always retain their power. Words are the means to meaning, and for those who will listen, the enunciation of truth. And the truth is, there is something terribly wrong with this country, isn't there?
You designed it, sir. You wanted it foolproof. You told me every television in London.
Cruelty and injustice, intolerance and oppression. And where once you had the freedom to object, to think and speak as you saw fit, you now have sensors and systems of surveillance coercing your conformity and suppressing your submission.
We need cameras.
How did this happen? Who's to blame? Well, certainly there are those who are more responsible than others, and they will be held accountable. But again, truth be told, if you're looking for the guilty, you need only look into a mirror. I know why you did it. I know you were afraid. Who wouldn't be? War, terror, disease. There were a myriad of problems which conspired to corrupt your reason and rob you of your common sense. Fear got the best of you, and in your panic you turned to the now High Chancellor, Adam Sutler. He promised you order, he promised you peace, and all he demanded in return was your silent, obedient consent.
A war. It's happening now. It will decide the fate of humanity. The time to choose sides has come. We are the resistance. We are the InfoWar.
Officially mark your calendars as February 11th, 2022, as the date that the COVID biomedical power grab, great reset tyranny officially collapsed. Now, they're still going to try to enforce and implement it, but if you had to pick a point to which the House of Cards began falling, really from day one they launched it 2+ years ago, because their own documents, their own arrogance, and a lot of good scientists and researchers, they weren't going to let them get away with it. So the House of Cards, right at the time they launched this lie, began to wobble and collapse. But it's been in slow motion free fall since then. But now it is a pile of cards on the table. now it's up to us to prosecute the criminals that have carried out this psychological warfare operation and this biological warfare operation to bring into their world government transhumanist revolution. Now, they haven't given up. In fact, now the footage we've got today is so staggering, and there's so many clips. I woke up at 3 a.m. in the morning and went to my desk computer and just did research, and I sent these clips to the crew. We're going to be playing them, at least some of them. There's so many. And they're like, it's horrible. They're triggering a rebellion worldwide, and our system is coming down, and they're not listening to us, and this is a real revolution. We've got to silence them. And then they have the deputy DHS head come out and say that we need to physically attack the truckers, slash the tires, arrest the drivers. Harvard professor, CNN analyst, and former deputy head of Homeland Security calls for violence against Freedom Convoy. As if this woman knows how to even screw in a light bulb, much less you want to start killing people, lady. This is just a desperate, out-of-control behavioral psychologist system that thinks it owns us and has just terrorized the living hell out of everybody for 2 years, and they've now admitted, oh, hey, this is going to be permanent. And people are like, no, we don't want this. And her answer is, you need to go to prison. You're a terrorist. And I've got it on CNN, ABC, CBS, MSNBC. Even Fox has guests on saying people protesting are terrorists. They need to all be arrested. They're all evil. They're all racist. They're all, and none of it is true. And then I've got this clip coming up next segment. CNN is panicking that failing to crush the Ottawa convoy for freedom will spark a worldwide rebellion of angry people with industrial machinery. Well, that's the thing, sweetheart. For those of you that don't know about war, that think you just want to take our guns so we won't ever physically overthrow you, sweetheart, with a hammer, I can get all the guns I ever want. With a car, I can get all the guns I ever want. What matters is knowing how to use one. And with a can of gasoline, I can burn down 5 large buildings with you inside of it. But you see, here's the thing, sweetheart. I'm not going to be dumping chlorine gas down the air conditioning chutes in trendy liberal areas. It's you people that have engaged in the terrorism. It's you people that have devalued the currency, butchered the borders, tried to sexualize our children, and done all of this bombardment with Big Pharma against us, and the fentanyl being shipped in, and the demoralization. You have been at war with us on record. And then you try to project onto people that we're violent when you're the ones fantasizing. The Biden administration, by the way, came out, I've got the article, and said Trudeau needs to use federal force to crack down on his insurrection. Children jumping on bouncy houses for day 11 now, or is it day 12? Crime rate almost zero now in Ottawa. Think about that. And they're calling it insurrectionist, terrorist, and guilty of treason. That is the statements everywhere. But, of course, it's the ruling corrupt establishment that stole the world through Ponzi schemes that would make Bernie Madoff blush. And then they wanted to soften us up and feminize men and all the rest of it so that we would not resist their takeover. And now they're surprised that people understand they want violence, understand they think they can beat us if they trick us into violence. And so we're not being violent. We're politically, culturally, peacefully, with very light civil disobedience. Blocking bridges is light stuff. And that's what Martin Luther King would do. Mahatma Gandhi would do. And you're going to try to call that violent. And you're going to try to claim the supply chain's breaking down, not because of the 2 years of lockdowns in the third world, where we get our supplies from mainly, but because of a couple weeks of truckers saying, hey, you attacked us with a blockade. We're going to hit you right back with a damn blockade to show you we got the power. Because you want to make us put in our bodies what you want, or we can't travel or have a job. And that's really the big news here, folks. I cannot express enough to you how incredible this moment is, but the enemy will strike back, and we'll talk about that in the next hour. But I want to talk about the positive things today here. All across the world, from Asia to the Middle East to Africa to Europe, Russia, North America, Central America, South America, everywhere, except the usual suspects, God bless them, are totally removing the restrictions because they know it built a crescendo, a crest of resistance in law enforcement, in the military, in the bureaucracy, in the systems, in the courts, everywhere to say no, because the average person now realizes this is destroying their own future. Going along with this, even if you work with the system and even if you're a bad person, you don't want to live in a dystopia, do you? People now know the New World Order stinks. So we have dramatic footage of little elementary students, little first graders celebrating when they're finally released as little prisoners from the mask. We'll explain Stockholm Syndrome and why it's so serious and get into all this. But Israel to scrap COVID green pass. Boom, just scrapping it. They're all scrapping everything. Now, they're going to try to bring it back later, but this beta test failed so far in phase one. Problem is, it's a soft kill weapon. Wait till that comes out.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Citizens converge. You say, we have solidarity with each other. We know about the Great Reset. We know about Build Back Better. We know you're bankrupting us to put us under your control. We know about Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates. And all over the world, not just the restrictions are being taken off, but more and more top scientists, more and more government insiders, more and more whistleblowers, literally hundreds a day, I can't even keep track of it, are coming out and saying we were all lied to, it's a fraud, the government suppressed treatments, Big Pharma has bought off the media, this is a criminal takeover. And then all over the United States and Europe, children are being told they don't have to wear the horrible little mask anymore. Here's amazing footage. And the teacher says, you don't have to wear a mask anymore. And it goes on and on, the celebration. Poor little humans. Breathing in up to 30% less oxygen. Destroying their developmental systems, causing brain damage, lowering IQs.
Starting tomorrow, we don't have to wear masks anymore.
Starting tomorrow. But again, you know it's wrong, you know it's evil, you know it doesn't protect them, but why are you even celebrating as a teacher that you went along with this so long? This is in Las Vegas, Nevada. These children have just been abused by psychological warfare, behavioral psychologists, the greatest human experiment ever, total Nuremberg violation. And they're, yay, after years of this, finally we're not going to have to do it anymore. It should be, how do we ever get here? This should never happen again. But they know how we act. They know we'll just brush ourselves off for being run over and hobble on down the road. But we can't. We must bring to justice legally and lawfully through the criminal justice system and every other legal means necessary the globalists that carry this out. And their fingerprints aren't just on it. They're on record running the entire attack.
We don't have to wear masks anymore. Is anybody excited?
The biomedical tyranny trying to turn our little darlings into mentally ill hypochondriacs while injecting them and trying to fill them full of deadly poisons that are made out of the HIV virus that attack every organ in the body and turn off your white blood cells so you get cancer and every other disease and die. Oh, and that's the bad news. I have a stack of mainstream news here admitting record heart attacks, blood clots, myocarditis, and, of course, cancer, and, of course, deaths, and it doesn't matter. Suddenly, the Smithsonian and science and physicians world are saying it's incredible news. What's in the Pfizer and Moderna shot, the graphene oxide, creates a perfect biomedical sensor And now they're going to be able to read everybody, they say, with machines. It's a byproduct of what you took. You're tracked now. Oh, it's in the news. Yeah, they just announced, oh, by the way, we've now put circuitry into you. Just a couple molecules thick, couple atoms thick, actually. And it's mainstream news. Graphene biosensor will drive new innovations in brain-controlled robots. Oh, and it's the exact type of graphene oxide that's been injected into you, and it's just a funny byproduct now that people that have had the shot can now have certain new types of medical diagnostics. Wow, and those that don't will just inject you with it, and now you can. Oh, and they're coming out. I forgot to cover this yesterday. It was in the stack. Reprint it for me, guys, gals. Oh, they just found out that they've got a new mRNA shot coming out to stop myocarditis and heart damage. Oh, you take another shot because of the new epidemic of heart problems, including in young people. Well, now they've got a shot for that. Oh, and it's Pfizer. Just so happens to have it ready. Man, that's just really interesting, isn't it? We're not supposed to put two and two together here. Like Bill Gates running a giant global project to spray aluminum dioxide, barium salts, and other deadly isotopes in the air, which now has poisoned most of the soils. And they have now GMO plants that he owns and Monsanto owns that are coming to market that will grow in aluminum dioxide and barium salt. Isn't that just sweet? Thank goodness for Bill Gates. He's such a nice man. Yeah, there's the Columbus Dispatch. Oh, the technology used in mRNA could offer vaccines for people with heart problems. That's just so sweet. All right. Let me do this. Let me break down why this is such a big victory. They always intended to back off at a certain point to drive and drive and drive and drive and drive and drive. But they thought they would get basically the whole world to adopt the vaccine passport system. The Davos Group ran ads last year saying that, you know, China developed it and we're adopting it worldwide and you will buy and sell with it. And when you purchase airline tickets, it'll deduct it off of your vaccine passport. And most of you notice on your Droid or iPhone or other smart device that you go in your apps now and it's just on there that you've got your digital pass software. But they intended to get it fully in place in their own words. And they thought that a lot more people would just submit. And they thought when they censored folks, that everybody else would just self-censor because they wouldn't want to be criticized or knocked off social media. But instead, people just stopped caring and went out and built their own systems and went out and migrated to new systems. And so we're in a real fight with evil. I mean, they thought they would have had us. They hit the panic button, as you know, 2 years ago, the Financial Times said, 2+ years ago, about 26 months ago, they said our new world order is over. All over the world, populists are taking over. They're aware of us. They know how we're operating because they just write the stuff on the paper like we're animals and can't read it. And barring a giant war or maybe a deadly virus or some huge event to bring the earth together, our new world order's dead. Our project's dead. And I told you back in 2019, I said, folks, they're going to launch a virus. They're going to launch a war. They're going to launch cyber attacks. They're going to launch financial collapses. I don't know which one they're going to do, or they'll do some or all. But I've read all their white papers, at least all the ones I get my hands on, and they signaled they're doing this. And they did it. And now we are 2+ years into their attack, and they are ceasing their attack and retreating right now because they know they overdid it. This is a big, big moment. Now, the problem is the soft kill. But I'm going to explain how that's an even bigger problem for them now. Wait till I break those down.
Anything of real quality, anything of lasting durability, anything that's really satisfying and empowering and fulfilling is going to be hard to attain. And when it comes to information, boy, is that true today. We see the entire global corrupt anti-human depopulation, Great Reset Combine, trying to collapse our society to build on its ashes. They're their transhumanist nightmare vision, suppressing the voices of good people all around the world and of doctors and scientists and engineers that are exposing all their lies, their COVID hysteria, their world's going to end in 2030, carbon tax, global warming bull, all of it. And none of it can succeed. None of it can actually be carried out unless everybody is silenced and gaslit. And that's why truth comes with hard work and with research and with diligence. And that's why it's hard to share InfoWars links and Band Up Video links. That's why we've got to share them now more than ever.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Thank you so much for joining us on this February 11th, 2022 broadcast. All over the world, the biomedical worldwide tyranny of the COVID power grab is collapsing. The corporate global governance assault is falling apart. But in the former penal colony of Australia and the globalist controlled system of Canada, and of course the birthplace of Hitler, the beautiful nation of Austria, all of their authoritarian past are launching full-scale tyranny. Please put the Bloomberg headline on the screen. province of Ontario has declared martial law. Ontario declares state of emergency over blocked U.S. bridge, says $100,000 fine and prison sentences if you protest. And, of course, they're going to try to expand that into other areas. That is the terrorism of the globalists. That's like Tiananmen Square. We're going to attack you. We're going to arrest you if you try to blockade things. But when they blockade everybody, you know the worst part about the 15 days to flatten the curve is the first 2 years. You know what happens. And that's what Biden is in the news telling Trudeau yesterday to do. To, quote, use federal force to crush your insurrection because you don't want to be made to take experimental shots. You don't want to be made to make your kids wear masks. You don't want to be made to stay in your house when they say. You don't want to be tracked by a phone app, by a Big Brother. You're a bad person. And that dovetails with the former deputy head of Homeland Security coming out on CNN and saying, slash the tires, also on Twitter. But you got to love this quote because it's oxymoronic. Slash the tires, arrest the drivers. Harvard professor and CNN analyst calls for violence against Freedom Convoy. But if you slash the tires, then you can't move the trucks. But she doesn't seem to understand that. Harvard, she's just a Harvard professor, CNN analyst, former Obama administration Undersecretary of Homeland Security, Juliette Kayyem, has called for violence and vandalism against Freedom Convoy protesters who have amassed on the bridge that connects Detroit, Michigan to Windsor, Ontario. The Ambassador Bridge links 28% of annual trade movement between the U.S. and Canada, she tweeted. Slash the tires, empty gas tanks, arrest the drivers, and move the trucks. And in that order, the convoy protest applauded by right-wing media as a freedom protest is an economic and security issue now. The Ambassador Bridge link constitutes 28% of annual trade movement between the U.S. and Canada. Slash the tires, empty the gas tanks, arrest the drivers, and move the trucks. No, it would be arrest the drivers, move the trucks. But that doesn't sound violent enough to you because you don't know anything about violence. You just know how to run your ugly pie hole, don't you, sweetheart? Slash the tires, empty the gas tanks, and arrest the drivers. Look at that woman. Every one of them looks like some demon out of a freak show. Like if Rob Zombie was going to make a new House of 1,000 Corpses, he wouldn't need any makeup. He wouldn't need anything. He'd just hire the cast of CNN. Her and Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates and all of them. And you ask, why are there... Why? Oh, my God. Look at her. These are real photos that she puts out about herself. Because she's in charge. She'll do whatever she's told. She's Homeland Security. Slash the tires. Empty the gas tanks. Arrest the drivers and then move the trucks. How about get an inflatable raft when your ship's sinking and then stab holes in it so you sink? I mean, it's just moronic, but they want a war. They want to burn down the police stations. And then when a few hundred people get waved into the Capitol on January 6th, they call it worse than 9/11, as bad as Pearl Harbor. You know, that doesn't make sense. It's asinine. That's their whole point, is their confidence. They're in charge. They've stolen control. They've got election fraud. They believe they're invincible. They're in their own cocoons at Yale and Harvard and all the rest of it, and they don't know the whole world's turned against them. But they're starting to figure it out. Let's play this absolutely insane headline here. This is protesters want all COVID measures mandates lifted. And listen how unaware they are, how they have no self-awareness of how they're talking about people. And it's terrible and it's spreading and they're not doing what we say. And the minute people push back, they go, oh, all the restrictions are off, all the restrictions are off, all the restrictions are off, because these aren't even soldiers, folks. Soldiers in old-fashioned systems that would take over that were authoritarian just wanted the land and the power and the women, and they usually wanted to make things better, though there'd be problems. This isn't some dictatorship that just wants to be in charge of a big, prosperous system. They want to mess with everybody and make everybody as miserable as they are. But when Black Lives Matter loots CNN, there was almost no coverage. When Democrats storm capitals and attack people, that's okay. When they storm CNN, they storm the capital of lies. They know who the enemies are. I'm not saying storm CNN. They've already destroyed themselves. Don't interrupt your enemy when they're destroying themselves. So here's part of the CNN analyst up there with this weird Atlantic accent. Oh my gosh, Buffy, what are we going to do? I don't know. It's how they're not doing what we say. Oh, we call them names and it doesn't work anymore. We have no one's watching us. There's thousands of us that work here, but no one tunes in. What do we do? Just arrest everyone and make them stay in their houses to watch us. Here it is.
So I think Canadians generally, and maybe the international community as well, is looking at this and we're just scratching our heads and wondering why we really haven't had a more fast solution. Because in failing to act, quite frankly, I think this movement has spread within Canada and also now might be spreading internationally.
Yeah, and we want to talk about that because the longer they stay, the more they do inspire others across the globe. We know that there have been similar demonstrations in New Zealand and across Europe, tapping into the anti-vaccine sentiment, pandemic fatigue, and also inciting this civil disobedience. And now the U.S. Department of Homeland Security says trucker convoys like these could soon disrupt the Super Bowl in the United States.
Oh, no.
And, of course, the State of the Union and other big events. How bad do you think this could get, and how do you stop this?
Well, honestly, I never expected it to get really to this point. I mean,
oh, no.
I was well aware of who was organizing this event, but if you had told me this would spark off a worldwide rebellion of angry people with industrial machinery, I would not have believed that 3 weeks.
Well, thank God we all know about the bill that passed last year for kill switches in all the vehicles to control us. Folks, it's a technocracy. It's a total takeover. And these women work at the collapsing CNN, but they believe if it's got the big old name, it must be what's powerful. Doesn't have viewers, doesn't have respect, most untrusted name in media. And now you see the Z team. You now see the bottom of the barrel who they're throwing up there to lie to everybody and to just sit there and try to gaslight people. I mean, can you imagine the 100,000 people that watch the average show on CNN tuning into this? You put us under siege. You enslaved us. Now, I didn't get to the main point this segment, I will. About the soft kill. Why the globalists have really got a big problem on their hands. You see, they needed to be able to have a total takeover by now, censor everybody, clamp down, and have new lockdowns in, so that in the future, when everybody starts dying, which is already happening, they can cover it up. Instead, they've lost control of the whole narrative, and people now know what they've done. So as the deaths mount, it's inevitable the globalists will pay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com. No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
In the United States, heart failure impacts more than 6 million adults, leading to about 1 million hospitalizations each year. Heart failure is a long-lasting condition in which the heart is unable to pump enough blood to meet the body's needs for blood and oxygen. But there are things people can do in consultation with their healthcare provider to help manage their disease. This is true for Ray, who is currently living with heart failure.
I find that communications with my doctors is key. This includes notifying them of any changes in heart failure symptoms and listening to their advice.
To help support people living with heart failure by providing educational resources, Merck, in collaboration with Mended Hearts, has introduced At the Heart of the Matter, Moving Forward After Your Heart Failure Hospitalization.
While it can be discouraging at first to hear that you have heart failure, you eventually find out you aren't alone in this journey.
Learn more, know more. Visit attheheartofthematter.com for more information. This segment is brought to you by Merck.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
I said last Saturday I was going to come into a Saturday show, but I had a family issue come up. We're going to be here for 3 hours tomorrow from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. is when we're going to do the show. And I think I'm going to do tape to air, though, or I may do part of it tape, part of it live, to take calls and watch what's happening in Canada. We've got some big guests on the Russia situation and some of those big developments. Biden just came out and said this is a war. This is a world war. He says we're in a war, a world war. And it's a war against the people. But now reading the emergency declaration in Ontario, and Ontario is the province that the capital, Ottawa, is in, they are saying 100,000 Canadian dollars, penalties include fines up to $100,000, and a year in jail. And they're saying that's for the Ambassador Bridge, but it could also apply to the Capitol. The Ontario Premier called the situation a pivotal moment for our nation, with the eyes of the world now watching Canadian leaders. Yeah. And all the tyrants everywhere need aid and comfort. And so you've got one brother that was the leader in one of those areas, who was the famous crackhead, and now you got the other brother that is making this martial law announcement. So we're going to be playing both those clips coming up at the start of the next hour, and we're going to open the phones up today. I'm going to go ahead and just cancel the guests we've got. They're great guests. We're going to move the guests aside, and we're going to take calls in the second and third hour into the fourth hour today. And then Jay Dyer is going to be joining us. And I want to talk first when we open the phones up for the first round of callers to truckers in Canada and people there on the bridge or people there at the Capitol. And obviously we'll leave the lines open for Australians and folks in France and Belgium and people in New Zealand. It's the truckers leading the fight here, who during the whole COVID lockdown still kept driving, had to stay in their trucks and couldn't use the bathroom, you know, literally couldn't go inside facilities and had to go through all this hellish stuff. And now they got to take shots to be able to have their job. And it's always more, more, more. You got to take more and more shots. You've got to comply more, more, more. So this really is martial law that they have declared. And they're saying that, you know, Black Lives Matter blocking roads or burning buildings down, that's good. That's mostly peaceful. But when you are peaceful, well, now you're bad because they're the ones that lock people down. You don't lock the globalists down. You don't show them your power. You're supposed to do what the establishment says. This is such a big deal. Ontario declares state of emergency over blockade of U.S. bridge. In fact, let's just go ahead and play a clip from the governor, the premier of Canada there in Ontario, Herr Ford. Here it is.
So let me be as clear as I can. There will be consequences for these actions, and they will be severe. We've already started by going after the money funding the illegal occupation. Yesterday, an Ontario court granted our request to freeze the funds from Give, Send, Go for the convoy. The OPP has also provided additional resources to Ottawa Police Services and Windsor Police Services to satisfy their recent requests for operational support. And more needs to be done. We're strengthening the tools and the powers of our police forces to resolve this situation and restore order. Let me be clear. The government does not direct our police forces, but we do set the laws. Today, I'm using my authority as Premier of Ontario to declare a state of emergency in our province. And I will convene Cabinet to use legal authorities to urgently enact orders that will make crystal clear it is illegal and punishable to block and impede the movement of goods, people, and services along critical infrastructure.
Stop it. Back it up 10 seconds. So does his civil emergency, his martial law, does that affect when they locked everybody down for 2 years or still arrest preachers at their churches, but the topless bars in Walmart are open? No, no, no. That doesn't apply when you're running a blockade on us. And now you want to put something in their body and track everywhere they go, Doug Ford, you and your drug addict crackhead brother, former mayor of Toronto. These are horrible scumbags. These are the Hitlers of our day. Look at this guy. Here's the crackhead brother. That's the type of trash the New World Order puts in charge. Oh, your brother's a crackhead monster? He'll be the mayor. You'll be the governor. And that's who these people are. They'll do whatever Klaus Schwab says. Well, Klaus Schwab brags. He owns Trudeau, and he owns Ford, and he owns them all. Are you hearing this? But you're all going to be locked up forever anyways if you don't say no. You can't live on your knees, ladies and gentlemen. Let's continue with this monster.
That will make crystal clear it is illegal and punishable to block and impede the movement of goods, people, and services along critical infrastructure.
Hey, pause again.
This will...
You understand the UN admitted it was accurate numbers. We looked it up. They weren't... I'm just trusting them. Within 6 months of the lockdown a year and a half ago, a an extra 287 million people went from near starvation to in danger of starvation, in starvation mode. An extra 40 million, and that, those are old numbers now. It was 25 million the first year. Now it's estimated 40 extra million people starved to death in the last 2 years. 40 million dead people. You murdered them, Doug Ford. Just as sure as your crackhead brother murdered himself. And this is the type of scum that the establishment puts in charge. But listen, because when the first world collapses, the third world dies. And you wear your mask, all you virtue signaling people, that you're good and you're great and you're following this plan to collapse society. It's beyond shame on you. You people are a curse on humanity. Continue.
Food, protecting international border crossings, 400 series highways, airports, ports, bridges, and railways. It will also include protecting the safe and essential movement of ambulatory and medical services.
They're pausing out. That's key, because they're going to say any roads blocked even around the Capitol are blocking ambulances, and so you're going to get thrown in jail. So we've now moved to the Tiananmen Square mode of this, where jail time, physical attack, all of it. They're doing it, and it's an example to the world, yes, like China was in 1989, Mr. Ford. Or should I say, Herr Fuhrer. Tyranny's here. It's biomedical. It's how the New World Order said they do it in Operation Lockstep. And it's here. We got so much next hour. I'm going to get to more of this. Wow. A lot of big, fast-moving developments. Of course, the War Room today. Oh, it'll be covering this till 6 p.m. tonight. But we'll stay up here tonight if they start attacking folks. But that's what we were told by our law enforcement sources and military sources and guests we had on Tuesday, was that by Friday, they were going to declare an emergency, if you remember, and that they were going to start moving in. They'll probably attack them in the early morning hours, I would say, of Saturday evening, Sunday morning, if I had to guess the tactics. And they'll provocateur some as well. I imagine they'll car bomb, a small car bomb, knowing the Canadians. They won't blow up, you know, a daycare center and blame it on people. That's a little too much for their cops. But the Royal Mounted Police are going to detonate a car bomb or something and say they did it. Yeah, that's coming next. So, of course, they may not do it because I just said what I would do if I was them. I mean, I'm in their heads. It's what I do. It's what I do here. That's not from a source. That's just how they always operate before they launch a major operation. It's a false flag. That's what bad guys do. Okay, we're going to go to break. Please don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, that I did not get in the last 2 seconds to what I said I would, the key to the soft kill and the key of why they're in so much trouble and why they can't give up now and why things are going to get so crazy. That's coming up. Your calls also next hour. I'll give the number out when we come back. But please remember, we're listener supported by selling you products you need, T-shirts, books, films, X3 for your immune system, your whole body's back in stock. So amazing. 50% off. And you have until Monday. I might twist their arm, but they don't extend stuff like we do. They just can't do it. 25% off the first time at My Patriot Supply. 25% off for the first time in 4 years. Their full catalog of food, but it's only an InfoWars store. You got to go there. InfoWarsStore.com. The sub URL is preparewithalex.com, and they're ready to ship you the food now. This is a long-term siege we're under. You need to get ready and get prepared now. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ivarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.